Can I ask you this? So let's move on.
I think throughout January, honestly, my office, the Foreign Secretary's office, were under constant pressure. There was an atmosphere of constant chasing. When will this
daily phone calls?
I couldn't say for certain daily, but I mean certainly very frequent, from private office to private office. Has this been delivered yet? Never any interest, as far as I recall, in whether, but only an interest in when.
So when you say private office to private office, you're saying private office of number 10?
Yes, I am. I'm afraid I walked into a situation in which there was already a very, very strong expectation, and you will have seen the papers released already under the humble address, that coming from number 10, that he needed to be in post and in America as quickly as humanly possible. The very first formal communication of this to my predecessor from number 10 private office being that they wanted all this done at pace and Mandelson in post before inauguration. So I'm afraid what that translated into for my team in the Foreign Office, and certainly the handover briefing I was getting as I arrived at post, was what I felt was a generally dismissive attitude to his vetting clearance. The focus was on getting Mandelson out to Washington quickly. Despite this atmosphere, an atmosphere of pressure, the department completed developed vetting to the normal high standard. Because the vetting process is not there to determine fitness for office or reputational risk, it's there to protect national security.